The ride was worth a fall. The fall was worth the smiles. The smiles were worth the tears. The tears were worth the miles. The ride was worth the fall.
I did this song recently. Things just keep repeating themselves, don't they? Prime ministers, world leaders. Always repeats itself, you know? Either ends with failure or death. No one could escape ending in failure or death. I mean, there are probably exceptions, but I can't think of any. And our Prime Minister is heading towards the exit, unless he's already been pushed through by the time this goes out in a few minutes' time. The thing about our Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, I guarantee this is true. Whatever you think of your own leader, you know, if you hate your leader where you are in the world, I guarantee this is true. There is no one more boring than our Prime Minister, Keir Starmer. He's so fucking dull. His voice is the voice you would make if you were doing a stereotypical over-the-top voice of someone fucking boring. That's the voice. Totally devoid of any personality. I mean, has he fucked his wife while she's screaming, "Fuck me, Prime Minister"? I doubt it, which is a crying shame. It doesn't bear thinking about. Sorry I've made you think about it. However, this is also his defence, because his problem this week is that Peter Mandelson, well-known friend of Jeffrey Epstein, he went for security clearance to get his US envoy position, and he failed it because he's a well-known wrong-un and friend of the paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. And no one told him, apparently. No one told the Prime Minister, apparently. And everyone is crying, bullshit, resign. But here's the defence. Think of your boring boss, yeah? Would you tell him any real gossip? No, you wouldn't. They're too dull to get the gossip. That's all that's happened here. Your boss has joined you for a work drink and you just have to talk about the weather before they finally leave, thank fuck, and then you can talk about what you want. Have you heard that Peter Mandelson is best mates with the paedophile Jeffrey Epstein? Yes, I've heard that. Hasn't everyone heard it? Yeah, everyone apart from the Prime Minister. Don't tell him. He doesn't need to know. Because when he does find out, well, it's the fall.